Well, thank you, Joel. Thank you, Kevin.
谢谢志文还有 Kevin.
Well, this evening, I feel like I know the Lee family very well.
今天傍晚我觉得我好像很认识到李家夫妇.
First, there's Joel.
第一有志文.
And then now there's Ewan here.
还有我.
So congratulations in advance for your second year anniversary.
谢谢.
Well, this evening we turn to the scriptures.
今天傍晚呢，我们要翻读经文.
We turn to the Psalms, and Psalm 95 is the text that we are reading for this evening.
今天傍晚我们要一起阅读的诗篇呢，是诗篇95篇.
Now let's take some time to turn to it.
让我们花点时间翻开圣经到诗篇95篇.
You know, this month and the next month, we'll be talking about the greatness of God.
那这两个月呢，我们会讲述到上帝的伟大.
And this evening, the title of our message is Responding Appropriately to the Greatness of God.
那今天傍晚呢，我们要说的是对上帝的伟大做出恰当的反应.
But how can we even understand about the greatness of God in the first place?
可是我们到底要如何理解上帝的伟大呢？
You know, Psalm 95 is a text that will help us understand the greatness of God in a little better.
那诗篇第95篇呢，就会帮助我们更好地了解上帝的伟大.
And let's also go to God in prayer, and let's pray that God will help us to understand truly what is His greatness.
让我们向上帝祷告，祈求他能帮助我们了解他的伟大.
Let's go to God in prayer. Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷.
Our Father, we pray that even as we begin to read Your Word,
我们的天父，我们祈祷，当我们开始阅读您的话语时，
You help us to catch a greater glimpse of Your greatness.
您会帮助我们了解您的伟大。
We pray that You will reveal Yourself to us.
我们请求你显示与我们。
And help us to understand about Yourself through Your Word.
帮助我们通过您的话语更了解您。
We pray that You be with us.
我们请求你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this title, Responding Appropriately to the Greatness of God.
那这个主题呢，对上帝的伟大做出恰当的反应。
You know, how do we respond appropriately to God's greatness?
我们要如何做出恰当的反应呢？
First, we need to have an appropriate understanding of God's greatness, first and foremost.
那第一呢，我们是要适当的了解上帝的伟大。
Before responding to God's greatness,
在做出回应之前,
we need to seek to understand God's greatness.
我们要试图了解上帝的伟大。
And you know, God's greatness is not easy to understand.
那上帝的伟大呢, 并不容易了解。
Sometimes it can even be abstract.
有时候呢, 是抽象的。
And it's hard to, you know, quantify it.
那有时候要估量是很难的。
What exactly is God's greatness?
那上帝的伟大到底是什么呢?
And Psalm 95 gives us a little clue of what God's greatness is.
那诗篇第95篇就给我们一个想法。
And let's read a little bit of Psalm 95.
让我们一起阅读诗篇95篇。
And we read in verse 3.
在第三节我们读到,
It says, For the Lord is the great God.
因上帝为大神,
the great king above all gods.
为大王,
how would I understand God's greatness?
那我如何了解上帝的伟大呢?
You know, one word that I would use,
我会用的一个词汇就是,
is this word unsearchable.
就是无法测度.
It's like Psalm 145.
就像是诗篇第145篇所说的,
where it says that God's greatness is unsearchable.
说的是上帝的伟大是无法测度的.
And this idea of unsearchable means that it is not always easy to understand.
那无法测度的意思是什么呢? 就是不是很容易了解的.
But it's deeply rich, it's deeply profound.
可是极其的丰富, 极其的深奥.
You know, this psalm was written at a time where, you know, people thought that there were different kinds of gods.
那这诗者所写的诗篇的时候呢，是人们以为有不同的神的时候。
See, man was trying to understand God.
那人类就想试图了解上帝。
Man was trying to understand, you know, the earth around him.
人类想试图了解世界。
And many people came up, okay, you know what? Perhaps, yes, there is somebody who created all these things.
那人就想, 可能会有一个人创造了这些东西。
But different gods will create different things.
可是不一样的神就创造了不一样的东西。
There's the god of the mountain.
是有山的神。
There's the god of the river.
有河神。
There's the god of, you know, the fields and the grass.
有草场的神。
But in Psalm 95,
可是在诗篇第95篇呢,
you know, the psalmist writes about the greatness of God.
诗者就写述到了上帝的伟大,
that God is the one behind all of these things.
是上帝创造了所有,
there are no different gods.
没有不一样的神,
there's only one God.
只有一位神,
and He created every single thing.
而且是他是造了万物的,
and this is such a, you know, this truth is so profound.
那这个真理呢, 很深奥,
that as we look all around us,
当我们看四周的时候呢,
every single thing in this earth,
这世界的每一样东西,
is all created by just not many gods, but one God.
不是很多神所创造的, 而是上帝所创造的,
the one true God.
是一位真神。
See, His greatness is unsearchable.
他的伟大呢, 是无法测度的。
You know, we look at the world around us.
当我们看我们周围的世界的时候,
we look at creation, we stand in awe, and this of the great God that we have.
我们看到他所创的东西的时候, 我们就为这些神而感叹。
You know, let's read in verse 4.
我们在第四节读到,
in His hand are the deep places of the earth.
地的深处在他手中,
the heights of the hills are His also.
山的高峰也属他。
Verse 5, the sea is His.
第五节海洋属他。
For He made it.
是他造的,
and His hands formed the dry land.
旱地也是他所造成的。
You know, you look at the things around us, and we just stand in awe that God's greatness is truly unsearchable.
当我们看到我们四周所创造的东西的时候, 我们就觉得, 啊, 上帝真的是很伟大的。
You know, talk about the deep places of the earth.
当我们说到地的深处的时候呢,
well, the deepest place in the earth is this place called the Mariana Trench.
那地球最深的地方就是一个叫做玛利亚纳海沟。
It is at a depth of almost 11 kilometers.
差不多有11公里深。
And can you imagine how deep that is?
你可以想象是有多深吗?
So to give you a bit of a comparison, Mount Everest is about 8,000 meters, 8 kilometers.
那如果我们做个比喻的话, 珠穆朗玛峰呢, 是大约8公里高。
So if you put Mount Everest all the way inside the trench,
那如果你把珠穆朗玛峰装进玛利亚纳海沟的话,
the trench will cover it.
玛利亚纳海沟还是更深的。
This is the deep places of the earth.
这就是地的深处。
And this is found in the ocean.
这是在太平洋所能找到的。
Can you imagine? This is the unsearchable greatness of God.
这就是伟大无法测度的上帝。
And only two expeditions have gone down deep.
那只有两组人去到这个玛利亚纳海沟。
The first one was, they took 5 hours to go all the way down.
那第一次呢, 是花了5个小时下海。
But they couldn't stay very long because the pressure was too big.
可是无法到, 停留很久。
5 hours go down, only stay there 20 minutes.
花了5小时下海, 只待了20分钟。
And they had to come up again.
然后就要重复水面。
You know, these are the deep places. And you know, man is trying to search for all these things.
那这就是地的深处, 人类去试探, 去探。
But there is God in His unsearchable greatness.
可是他有上帝伟大的那个无法测度。 You
know, what is another word that we use to describe God's greatness?
那我要形容上帝的伟大还能用什么词汇呢?
It's also unquantifiable.
就是无法估量。
You know, we look at God's greatness and we contrast it against man's greatness.
我们看上帝的伟大, 把它比较人类的伟大。
You know, when we look at man's greatness, you know, we call a man great when we look at the amount of accomplishments and achievements that he has.
当我们看一个人的成就的时候，我们说, 啊, 他很伟大。
This is seen very much in the military.
这在军部能看到。
You know, every time they earn a badge, well, they'll put it onto their uniform.
每当他们有个徽章的时候，就会放在他们的军服上。
And sometimes some uniforms are very heavily decorated. It's so heavy, I don't even know how they stand.
有时呢, 军人的衣服，军服上就有很多徽章，我都觉得很重。
And that person is considered great.
那个人就觉得很伟大。
But how about the greatness of God?
可是上帝的伟大呢?
When we look at the things that God has done,
当我们看到上帝所做的一切事物的时候,
the things that God has created,
他所创造的东西的时候,
no, His greatness is not only unsearchable, it's unquantifiable.
他的伟大不但是无法测度, 而且是无法估量。
Now that is truly greatness.
那还是真正的伟大。
You know, some of us, we think of greatness as, okay, it's just like that.
有时候我们想, 就是想的伟大, 就这么小。
But you know, God's greatness is just, it's so expansive.
可是上帝的伟大真的很大。
It is unquantifiable.
是无法估量的。
You know, interesting, the amount of species are there on this earth.
那我们在世界上的种类啊,
it's estimated to be about 8.6, 8.7 million.
有800多万不同的种类。
Yes. You know, but no scientist has honestly, they have admitted that there's a large portion of species that is yet to be discovered.
可是呢,科学家也承认了,还有很多的植物种类,他们是还没有发现到的。
So after all these years, scientists have not fully discovered the earth.
可是到了这么多年的科学家还是没有探索到世界的各种植物种类。
Would you believe it? That they said that they would need the next 1,000 years to discover all the species.
那你可以相信吗? 科学家说他们需要花多1000年去了解这个世上所有的植物种类。
If it is even possible in the first place.
如果可以这么做的话。
You know, interesting, something new that is happening in today is that the use of this thing called rare metals.
那现在呢, 在世界上所做的一件事, 他们就利用一些比较稀罕的磁铁。
Metals like niobium, tantalum.
就很多稀罕的磁铁就在被用啊。You
know, it's funny because you know, the person that because of the development in science, these metals have become very precious.
那有趣的是呢，因为科学的发展，这些磁铁就变得很稀罕。And
the person who's able to locate these metals and find it in the earth would become a rich man.
那谁能找到这些磁铁、这些矿铁的话，就是会变成有钱人呐。
No, but the wonderful thing is that God created all these metals in the earth from the very beginning.
可是更美妙的是，是上帝创造了这些。
Now, I used to work in a bank.
那我以前在银行做工啊。And
one part of the bank is that actually we worked with mining companies.
那银行的一部分呢，就是我们开矿的一个公司合作。And
the person who finds a mine that is really rich, we call him a great man.
那如果有一个人呢，发现到了一个很丰富的一个矿，那我们就说他是一个伟大的人呐。If
he's able to own, you know, this mine, he's considered, wow, this guy is really great.
那如果这个矿是他的，那这个人是很伟大的。Can
you imagine that? What it says in Psalm 95, the whole world belongs to God.
那我们所在诗篇第95篇所读到是全世界都属于上帝。
You know, man is, we find things and we try to own them and it makes us feel very good. We are great.
那人类呢，就试图去找东西占有它，然后觉得我们很伟大。
But we forget Psalm 95.
可是我们忘了诗篇第95篇。
The whole world, they belong to God.
上帝拥有着。
Look at that, in his hands are the deep places of the earth.
地的深处在他手中。
The heights of the hills are his also.
山的高峰也属他。
The sea is his, he made it.
海洋属他，是他造的。
His hands formed the dry land.
旱地也是他手造成的。
God owns the whole earth.
上帝创造了全世界。
They belong to him.
全部都属于上帝。
His greatness is unquantifiable.
他的伟大呢，是无法估量的。
You know the third way that I would think about God's greatness.
那第三种方法去试想上帝的伟大呢?
Is that it is truly unique.
是他是独一无二的。
No, recently, just last year, I went to Japan.
那去年呢，我就到了日本。I
went to Japan after my wedding as part of the honeymoon.
那我去那边度蜜月。Well,
interesting story was that I went to see Mount Fuji.
那我们去观看了富士山。And
on the way there, we took a bus there.
我们搭一个巴士到那里去。
And on the bus stop, there were about 12 to 14 old people.
那在巴士车站呢，有12到14位老人啊。There
were old Japanese.
是老的日本人。All
white hair.
全部都是白了头发的。But
still looked very strong. They can walk very well.
可是看上去样子还很强健啊。
They saw me and Sui Hui.
他们看到我和水慧。They
looked at our rings.
他看到我们的结婚戒指。And
then they, oh, honeymoon.
他们说啊，度蜜月啊。And
we said yes.
我们就说是啊。
And they clap for us.
他们就我们鼓掌啊。
And we went up the bus as we went towards Mount Fuji. They waved at us and they bowed also.
那当我们上了巴士前往富士山的时候，他们向我们招手，而且鞠了躬啊。
I felt like a celebrity.
我觉得自己像个明星。
You know, but when I reached Mount Fuji,
可是当我到达了富士山的时候,
you know, I just stood in awe of, you know, this mountain that is there.
我就赞叹了。
Because it is like no other.
因为这个山是独一无二的。
It is, you know, everywhere you go, it is just there, staring back at you.
不管你到哪, 它都在那里。
It is huge, it is majestic.
它很大, 它很荣耀。
And I was in awe because of the God who created this majestic mountain.
我赞叹的是因为是上帝创造了这个山。
You see, men, they try to compete by building, you know, high buildings.
那人类就要比赛哦, 看谁能建最高的这个族。
Every year, every country, you know, tries to build a higher building than the other.
每一年呢, 国家就可以竞争, 看谁能建得比他高。
The problem is that once the building goes higher and higher, the winds will start to shake it.
问题就是呢, 它的屋子建得越高的话, 那个风就越来越大, 把它摇啊。
No, but when God creates a mountain,
可是当上帝创造山的时候,
there is none like it.
是独一无二的,
it is unique.
是独特的。
No, man can try to replicate all of these things.
那人类可以尝试去复制这些东西,
but they cannot.
可是他是无法做到的,
because this is God's greatness.
因为这就是上帝的伟大。
So we stand in awe of God.
所以我们就赞叹上帝。
Unsearchable greatness.
他无法测度的伟大。
Unquantifiable greatness.
无法估量的伟大。
A greatness that is unique like no other.
是一个独一无二的伟大。
You know, interesting also, when we look not only at nature,
当我们看到不只是他所造的东西的时候,
we don't have to look far, we can look at ourselves.
我们其实看到自己就可以了。
And we can in ourselves see God's greatness.
通过我们自己, 我们能看到上帝的伟大。
We read verse 6.
我们看到第六节。
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down.
来啊, 我们要屈身敬拜。
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
在造我们的上帝面前跪下。
For He is our God.
因为他是我们的神。
We see God's greatness in the way that He has created us as well.
通过上帝如何造我们的, 我们能看到他的伟大。
You know, it's amazing that of the 7 billion people on this earth,
那很有趣的就是在我们70亿, 7亿的人类当中呢,
是很多人啊。 And everyone's fingerprint is different.
每个人的指纹是不一样的。
This is how God is so great.
这就是上帝如何的伟大。
You know, I look at my little niece.
我看到我的侄女的时候,
she's here 3 years old, going to 4.
她今年要快4岁了。
And it's amazing how, you know, she's growing.
她很快长大。
You know, it's amazing the things that she's learning.
她所学的东西也很有趣。
And she can remember things very well.
她可以很容易的记东西。
At the same time, you know, she has a mind of her own.
与此同时她有自己的思想啦。
You know, different from my sister.
跟我的姐姐不一样。
Different from my brother-in-law.
跟我的姐夫也不一样。
She just has her own mind.
她有自己的思想。
So my parents can tell her, Isabel, you must be a, don't be a 坏蛋。
所以我的父母就跟她说, 你不要坏蛋。
No, she said, no, mama, I am 好蛋。
她说婆婆不是, 我是个好蛋。
You know, it's just amazing to see how, you know, God's creation in all of us.
看到我们大家都是上帝所造的。
We see God's wonderful creation, and we see behind it all is His greatness.
我们看到他的伟大。
How He has created the world.
他如何造了全世界。
How He has created the earth.
他创造了世界。
How He has created us.
他创造了我们。
Little ones.
小的。
Older ones.
年长的。
We all are created by God.
我们都是被上帝所创造的。
You know, it's, and so, how should we respond to God?
那我们要如何回应上帝呢?
We first need to have an understanding of God's greatness.
首先我们要了解上帝的伟大。
And what else should we understand?
那我们还要了解什么呢?
We also need to have an understanding of God's relationship with us.
我们要了解我们和上帝的关系。
And our relationship with Him.
和他的关系。
And let's read in verse 6 and 7.
在第六七节读到。
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
来啊, 我们要屈膝敬拜, 再造我们上帝的面前跪下。
Verse 7, for He is our God.
第七节, 因为他是我们的神。
And we are the people of His pasture.
我们是他草场的羊。
And the sheep of His hand.
是他手下的民。
You know how wonderful it is to know that such a great God,
能知道这么一个伟大的上帝呢?
we can have a personal relationship with this great God.
可以跟他有一个个人的关系，是这么美好的。
Yes, He is the God that created the world.
是，他是创造世界的上帝。
He is the God that created the high hills and the deep places.
他是创造深处和山峰的上帝。
But this is our God.
可是这是我们的神。
He calls us His people.
他称我们为他的民。
We belong to Him.
我们属于上帝。
And we can relate to Him.
我们可以跟他有关系。
You know, it's wonderful to have a relationship.
能跟上帝有关系是好的。
Well, since Ben is here, I can use this example.
既然汉泉在呢，我就可以用这个榜。
So Ben, as many of us know, he has a son, Noah.
那汉泉现在是一个爸爸了，他的儿子叫伟人。
And I've known Ben for many years now.
那我认识汉泉很久了。
I've never seen him speak so tenderly and sweetly to anyone.
我从未看过他如此温柔的说话。
Not even his wife.
连他的太太也没有。
But when baby comes,
可是当孩子来了之后,
wow, I just see him speak of so much love. Ah, sweetheart, darling.
我去看到他了，很亲密、很温柔的跟孩子说话。
You know, the boy is crying.
那孩子在哭的时候呢?
You know, boy needs to be cleaned up.
当他需要被清理的时候呢?
But Ben, you know, it's just so tender, so sweet.
可是汉泉还是很温柔。
I have never seen him like that.
我从未看过这一面。
But this is what it means to have a relationship with somebody.
可是这就是有关系的概念。
And it's obviously very true because Noah belongs to Ben.
而是真实的，因为伟人是汉泉的儿子。
There's a sense of belonging that is there.
有一个属于他的感觉。
And this is how God, we can also belong to God.
这也是我们可以属于上帝的概念。
God cares for us.
上帝关乎我们。
God loves us.
上帝爱护我们。
God watches over us.
上帝看顾我们。
He is our God and we His people.
他是我们的上帝，我们是他的子民。
You know, another relationship that always stands out to me is actually Pastor Charlie and his two granddaughters.
那另外一个关系呢，对我来说是很出众的，是陈牧师还有他的两个孙女。
You know, it's such a joy to see his granddaughters come to Singapore.
那当他的两个孙女来到新加坡的时候，是很对我来说是一个极大的喜乐。
Really? And it's such a joy to see him relate to them.
看他与他们互动的时候，对我来说是个喜乐。
You know, some years ago, I would never ever forget this picture image.
那很多年前呢，有发生这件事，我是无法忘记的。The
girls came on the Sunday.
那淑女们就在星期天来到了教堂。And
they started playing with his hair.
然后他就开始玩跟陈牧师的头发玩弄。You
know, I'm sure all of us would not dare to play with his hair.
我想在场的单位没有人敢玩弄牧师的头发。But
the granddaughters were, wow, you know, playing with his hair. And when he came out of the sanctuary after that, towards going down for lunch, his hair was. None of us have ever seen Pastor Charlie like that.
就陈牧师走出圣殿之后呢，就发现他头发就一片乱啊，我们就完全没有看过他这样子。They
can do that because they are his granddaughters.
他们能这样做，因为他们是他的子孙。Nobody
of us would dare to do that to him.
我们没有人敢这么做的。But
this is the relationship that we can have.
这就是我们能有的关系。That
the sense of belonging that is there.
那种归属感。And
it's just. You know, stand in awe of how great God is.
我们赞叹上帝有多么的伟大。
But this greatness is not something that is so far away.
可是这个伟大不是遥远的。
Why is not far away? Because we can draw near to God.
为什么不是遥远的呢? 因为我们能亲近上帝。
We belong to Him.
我们属于上帝。
We can relate to Him.
我们可以跟他互动。
And I've been reading a book by this lady called Stephanie Fass.
那最近呢，我阅读一本书是由Stephanie Fass所写的。
You know, she was known as a war orphan.
那她就是因为战事而成为孤儿。
This was the story that Pastor spoke about during the Christmas service.
这就是陈牧师在那个圣诞节的节目所讲述的故事啊。
You know, and she had a rough time growing up.
那她成长的岁月呢，是很艰难的。
You know, I read the book and there are some times where I cannot continue reading further because it is very painful.
那有时候我读的时候呢，有时候真的是不能继续再读了，因为太难过了。
When I read the book and she described her life that nobody wanted her.
她描述她的生命的时候，她说没有人要她。
She was an orphan.
她是个孤儿。
Father was the American.
那爸爸呢，是美国人。
After the Korean War, he went back to the States.
她在战争之后，她回国了。
mother Korean, but you know, abandoned her also.
妈妈是韩国人, 可是也是抛弃了她。
You know, she had to fight it out and live alone.
她呢自己一个人独自生活。
The amount of things that she went through is, for a little girl, it's unbearable.
她身为一个小女孩所经历的事真的是无法承受的。
But what made the difference?
可是什么是不一样的呢?
She learned about God.
她学习到了上帝。
She learned that she belongs to God.
她知道了自己属于上帝。
And her life changed forevermore.
她的生命就改变了。
And today she speaks of God.
那今天她就说到了上帝。
You know, this is the wonderful truth.
这就是美好的真理。
We belong to a great God.
我们属于一个伟大的上帝。
You know, we may feel unwanted at times.
有时我们可能觉得我们没有人要。
But we read Psalm 95 and we know that this is not true.
可是当我们读到诗篇第95篇的时候, 我们知道这不是真的。
We are His people.
我们是他的子民。
We are the sheep of His hand.
我们是他手的民。
You know, as we understand, as we seek to understand appropriately God and His greatness,
当我们试图适当地了解上帝的伟大的时候,
as we seek to have appropriate understanding of our relationship with God,
当我们要有恰当地了解我们与上帝的关系的时候,
it is then that we can respond appropriately to God.
那时候我们就可以有恰当做出反应。
And what the psalmist writes is so real and so true.
那诗者所写的呢是真的。
Verse 1, O come, let us sing to the Lord.
第一节,来啊,我们要向上帝歌唱。Let
us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。Let
us come before His presence with thanksgiving.
我们要来感谢他。No,
we can praise God.
我们可以赞美上帝。We
can praise God with sense of energy and enthusiasm. Shout joyfully, that's what it means.
我们可以富有生命力地赞颂上帝。We
can come before His presence with thanksgiving.
我们可以来到他的座前感谢他。
We read also in verse 6.
我们在第六节也读到。
How else can we respond?
我们可以如何反应呢?
We can worship, bow down.
我们可以敬拜屈膝。
We can have a meaningful time of praise and worship to God.
我们可以有意义地赞美上帝。
And we can kneel before the Lord our Maker.
我们可以在创造我们的上帝面前屈膝。
You know, as I think about the greatness of God,
当我想到上帝的伟大的时候,
as I think about the relationship that I can have with this God,
当我想到我可以跟这个上帝所有的关系的时候,
I'm just moved to respond.
我被感动要做出回应,
to respond appropriately,
要有恰当的回应,
in singing,
以歌颂,
in praise,
以赞美,
in worship,
在崇拜,
with thanksgiving,
以感谢。
You know, one other appropriate response that we all must make,
那另外一个恰当的回应呢?
Is that even as we seek to worship God,
当我们试图敬拜上帝的时候,
we must seek to obey Him.
我们要遵守他。
And we read in verse 8,
我们在第八节读到,
and the line before that, Deaf today, if you will hear His voice,
惟愿你们今天听他的话,
do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion.
你们不可硬着心,
As in the day of trial in the wilderness,
就是在旷野的玛撒,
when your fathers tested me, they tried me though they saw my work.
那时你们的祖宗试探我,
you know, let us respond not only in praise and worship. Let's respond in obedience to God. And perhaps God is speaking to us this evening, asking us to draw near to Him. Perhaps asking us to, you know, address a problem that we have been harboring for too long. You know, also God is calling us to walk in His ways. Let's respond well in obedience. You know, if there's a great God out there,
如果有个伟大的上帝呢?
And He calls me His own,
他叫我为他的子民,
and He gives me a word to hear and to speak and to learn from,
他给我一个话语让我学习他,
then I want to obey the Lord.
那我要遵从,
I do not want to harden my heart.
我不要硬着心,
I do not want to rebel.
我不要叛逆,
but let me walk with this great God.
让我与这个上帝同行,
what a privilege it is to know this God.
这是一个荣幸啊, 能认识这个上帝,
what a privilege it is to relate to this God.
能和他互动是一个,
and what a privilege it is to walk with Him.
跟他与他同行是多么荣幸的。
And may this word be with you, even as we head to the new week ahead.
愿我们在来年的星期呢，把这些学习呢，都藏在心里。
Let's go to God in prayer.
让我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the word that we read.
我们感谢我们能阅读您的话语。
Father, we recognize that all too often we take for granted the greatness and your greatness.
父啊，我们承认有时候我们把您的伟大当作是理所当然的。
We pray that you help us to understand this greatness even more.
我们祈求你帮我们更了解您的伟大。
And we pray that we move to respond appropriately.
我们祈求你帮我们被感动，要做出恰当的回应。
We thank you for the God that you are to us.
我们感谢您是如此待我们的一个神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们侍奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.